Human Rights Watch is extremely concerned by the violence that took place yesterday in Tahrir Square. The government has a clear responsibility not only to respect freedom of assembly, but to protect people who are demonstrating peacefully. And we can tell you from the fact that we were monitoring the demonstration day after day that these were peaceful demonstrators. They were unarmed. They were searched before entering the square to ensure that nobody could smuggle in any knives or objects that could cause harm to others. We believe that the violence that occurred yesterday was overwhelmingly sponsored by either the state or the National Democratic Party. And we believe this because of a pattern of violence by hired thugs that has become common in Egypt around election time. This is one of the tools that the government has used to crack down on voters in constituencies where it doesn't wish there to be a free election. And these tactics we saw deployed again yesterday. What we would like to reiterate is that in any case, it is the responsibility of the government to ensure that there is sufficient security in the square. Whether this means deploying more military or instructing the military to intervene to protect the protesters or redeploying Ministry of Interior officials, the responsibility for yesterday's violence and for the death toll and for the hundreds of injured, the Ministry of Health confirmed over 600, lies squarely on the government's shoulders.
I have some officials of the government have apologized for the violence and vowed to investigate. Do you think this is enough?
I don't think it's enough because the violence is ongoing. I think it's important. The apology is unprecedented. The commitment to investigate also. We don't necessarily have high hopes of that because no investigation into violence surrounding peaceful demonstrations has ever progressed to court. These investigations always stop at a very initial level, and there is widespread impunity for police abuse around protests. But more than that, we see today that the violence is ongoing. There are more gunshots, and the situation is becoming increasingly chaotic and completely undermining what was a very peaceful protest with a set of legitimate demands that the government refused to listen to. So overall, it's not just the security situation for the protesters. It's more broadly the legitimate demands of protesters that are being undermined by this failure of the government to intervene to end the violence, which is its obligation to do so immediately.
Heba, some Egyptians have expressed concern that it seems there is an orchestration to disrupt the peaceful demonstration and demand of these anti-government protesters to force them to negotiate with the government to resolve the impasse. Do you think their rights are being taken or undermined by the so-called powers in not meeting the full demand of the anti-government protesters?
I think there may be some parts of the opposition or Egyptian society more broadly who may wish to end the demonstration and to move to a negotiating table or to end the demonstration period for a variety of reasons. Some people are worried about the economic situation, others are worried about the security situation. But what is clear is that regardless of what is on the political table, what is being negotiated by some political forces, the demonstrations in Tahrir do not represent one or even the sum of the various political opposition parties in Egypt. There's been an attempt by the government to portray this as a Muslim Brotherhood orchestrated protest. It was far from that. In fact, the Muslim Brotherhood was not involved in organizing it. We are used to Muslim Brotherhood protests. We know what they look like. The strength of this protest and the reason it was sustained so for so long is that it drew in new constituencies. Different constituencies with grievances who joined in, and the decentralized and a lack of centralized leadership is what's given this protest its strength, but also means right now that whichever political forces negotiate at the table, they won't necessarily be able to bring the protest to a halt unless there is a more broadly acceptable solution to people in the square. And the primary demand of people in the square over the last 5 days has been simply the departure of the president together with a set of other demands. And to my mind, you know, the government's responsibility remains to listen to those people, to provide them with that space, and to offer them a political resolution that will be acceptable more broadly. And that doesn't come through limited negotiation.
Heba, what would be your message to the protesters from both divide as well as the administration?
My primary message to the administration at this point is to fully recognize what is happening right now and how the legitimate demands for democratic change and for human rights are being completely undermined by the Egyptian government. And the administration has the responsibility, in fact, to throw its weight onto the Egyptian military, onto the Egyptian government more broadly, not to crush this peaceful movement for democratic change. To the demonstrators out there, I would only urge that international public opinion right now has been very supportive of the peaceful nature of the protests. I think the last 2 days of violence has caused so many injuries and so much rage, not just for the protesters in the square, but among the Egyptian population more generally, that I am afraid that this may then change the nature of the peaceful nature of the demonstration tomorrow. Although it's understandable that emotions will be running high since the government remains deaf to the very legitimate demands, and since this follows on decades of a repressive regime where police abuse has become common and people feel that they have no power vis-a-vis the government, it is understandable that emotions run high. But the plea would be to remember that if the peaceful nature of the demonstration is abandoned, that this will undermine the international support that there is right now. However, I would conclude by reiterating that the primary responsibility remains on the government for failing to provide protection, which has allowed for an escalation in the violence, and a final plea to the administration not to see this as violence on both sides. That's a very dangerous narrative that's being promoted by the Egyptian government, but to recognize the state-sponsored nature of the